Grace and peace to the name of Jesus, the risen one, our Lord, our Savior, our King, the very Son of God. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel lesson today, Luke 24. Let us pray as we continue to consider the Word of God. We pray, oh, risen Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit always upon the church and open our ears that we would hear and open our minds and open our hearts that we would gladly receive your word in faith and joy and peace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'll begin with a cute story that I'd like to share. You know, this morning I got up preparing for worship Bible class, and I was in the bathroom and I cut myself shaving, nicked myself. And I said to my beloved wife, Ann, I said, Ann, look, I was concentrating so much on my sermon, I cut myself shaving. And my wife always enlightens me. She's quite brilliant, as you know. And she said, Paul, you silly man, why don't you concentrate more on your shaving and cut your sermon today? So, a little bit of a cut sermon. Short sermon. And that's really the season of Easter. When Jesus rises from the dead, he makes appearances for some 40 days, and he teaches, but we're not told everything he teaches. But when he preaches, as we're given it in the scripture, there's not a whole lot there, a little bit, but not a whole lot. He preaches a whole lot more before his death and resurrection. He kind of cuts things down, short sermons, and really all of Jesus' Easter sermons could be summarized in one word. You know what that word is? It is the word peace. That's Easter. That's a cut sermon. That's Jesus. You see, his resurrection is the sermon. Peace. He appears in Luke 24, and what's the first thing out of his mouth? First word out of his mouth, peace to you. Last Sunday, if you were here or in your church, the Lord appeared to his disciples in John's version of it, in John 20, and he twice says, peace be with you, and shows them his hands and his side, but two times, peace be with you. Then a week later, or 8 days later, Thomas is there, and Jesus comes when Thomas is there, the doubter, and the first thing out of Jesus' mouth is, take a guess, peace be with you. So in two Sundays, last Sunday and today, four times we have Jesus saying, peace, 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 peace. That's Easter, peace. Easter is a season of praise. We can't shout hallelujah enough. It's a season of power, the power of our God. It's a season to ponder. Every season is a season to ponder and meditate on the work of God for us. But Easter, above all, is a season of great peace. If you don't want peace, maybe you just want to go ahead and leave. That's the sermon today. I think we all want some peace in our lives. I want to say four things about Easter peace as we meditate on this wonderful gift of our risen Lord. First of all, when Jesus says peace to you, when he said it back to his disciples, it implies a fight. When he says peace to you, it implies there was a war, a fight beforehand that he settled and won, so there's peace. Or why would he say peace? And Jesus says peace. The disciples don't say peace because they didn't win the war. They didn't win anything. They're a bunch of scared chickens hiding in a room. Jesus says peace because he's the one that establishes peace. He's the one that won the fight and won the war. So when we hear that word peace, we are to immediately think back to the fight. And never forget the fight and the war that our Lord won for us. That we have peace today. And so the fight begins in Genesis chapter 3. Way back in the Bible. God creates a peaceful world. Adam and Eve, all the animals and the plants. Everything is in harmony. Everything is good. Peace. Then the war begins. The devil is there, the serpent. Adam and Eve sin, and the fight begins. And God, throughout the Old Testament, begins to win the fight. He shows his power in the fight. He sends the flood. Very easy for God. Drowns out a lot of evil. I can win this anytime I want to. He sends fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah. I can win this fight and destroy evil when I want to. He drowns Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea. He brings his people, a bunch of slaves, into the Promised Land. He knocks down the walls of Jericho by men blowing trumpets and walking around the city. I can win this fight whenever I want to. He kills the great giant Goliath with a rock and a slingshot from little boy, shepherd boy David. But it all comes to a great head when he sends his son. The Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, becomes man, Christmas. And already at Christmas, when he's just a baby in a manger, already the angels are singing what? Peace on earth. Glory to God. And peace on earth. There's peace now, for the King has come, the conqueror. And when Jesus, on Monday, Thursday, is getting ready to die, he tells his disciples, I leave you my peace. And now Easter, he's alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And now the great climax, the culmination, Easter. The risen one says four times, I mentioned the last two Sundays, peace. The fight is over. I've won the victory. We never to forget that. The cross, the resurrection, Jesus bearing the burden of our sin, taking it all away. So peace makes us think back to Good Friday, where he wins and destroys and conquers, doesn't he? You know, I read where some things about the human foot, interesting facts about the human foot. I don't think a lot about my feet. And I read where a foot has something like 25,000 sweat glands in it. No wonder why my feet stink. 20-some thousand sweat glands in a foot? Because it bears the burden. It has to sweat. It bears the burden, doesn't it? And I suggest Easter we think of Christ being the head of the church. Exalted, he's the head. But on Good Friday, he's the foot. The foot bears the burden. The foot defeats the enemy. On Good Friday, he's the foot, and he sweats blood from his brow. He sheds blood from every part of his body, his hands, his feet, his head, his back. He's shedding blood. He's sweating out all his life for us. He's the foot bearing the burden on Good Friday, winning the war. He's exalted on Easter as the head. He is the church, isn't he? He's every part in every part. We recall the fight that he's won. That's Easter peace. Easter peace, secondly, is a fact. It's a fact. It's done. It's a reality. It's finished. Jesus doesn't say there will be peace in the future, as if it's something out there we don't yet have. He doesn't say there eventually will be peace. There might be peace. It's some kind of a thing out there. We don't know whether we have it or not. I'm trying to win it for you. There's no could be, might be, will be. He just says, peace to you. It's done. It's finished. It's a fact. It's a reality. You don't have to search for it, look for it, wonder about it, think about it. It's done in Christ. Which is very, very good news. Whether we think it is so or feel it is so, it's true. Easter peace is not a feeling in the heart that comes and goes, depending upon my circumstance. Easter peace is ever a continuing objective reality that I have, whether I feel it or not. Whether I'm sick or healthy. Whether I think it's true or not. Whether I doubt it or not. It's a fact. It's a reality. God in Christ is at peace with us. Not halfway peace. God the Father is truly at peace with the world, because of the death and resurrection of his Son. He truly does not count our sins against us, not even one. He is reconciled to all of us, every one of us. He's reconciled to the world in his Son. He's at total peace with the world. He's not angry. He's not mad at all. He smiles at the world. He loves the world. And that's a fact and a reality. Whether people believe it or not, it's true. And it's really sad if people don't believe it and then have it personally through faith, isn't it? This means, though, you don't feel like life is so peaceful. Well, it is, because you're at peace with God, whether you feel like it or not. It's true. It's finished. It's done. It's a fact. You know, people were asked what songs make them feel better. What song makes you feel better? Gives you a little peace. Well, people said America the Beautiful. Nice song. Some said summer nights from Greece. Remember that? Some of you older people, Greece, summer nights with who was John Travolta and who was the pretty blonde girl? I forget her name at this point. Summer nights gives me some peace. What a wonderful life. Who sang that? Louis Armstrong or somebody, Ed, you would know. What a wonderful life. Gives me peace. All right. How long does that last? What gives us peace as Christians is not just a song, although we have wonderful songs and they do uplift the spirit, but it's just temporal. What gives us peace as Christians is not a song that comes and goes. It is the Son of God who is alive, who is with us, who loves us, shows us his hands and his side and says, peace to you. You're forgiven. Your sin's not counted against you. It's real. It's true. And he's always here. He doesn't come and go. Thirdly, Easter peace is forever. Christ isn't talking about just something for our hearts right now in a temporal, spiritual sense. It's forever peace. It's peace for the body eventually. It's peace for the mind and all that we are as humans. Said in class before, and many of you know this, the word for peace is shalom. That's the common Jewish word, shalom, peace, shalom. Shalom literally means good health to you. When Jesus says peace to you, he says good health to you. Or another word would be wholeness. May your life be whole, not halfway, but may you have a whole life. Which means there is peace, not simply for the spirit and the soul, but there will be peace for your body and your mind and all of you. He's talking about the resurrection of the body. He's talking about eternal glory. Now there's sickness. Now there's cancer. Now there's pain and ache and death. Yes. But oh, we're already, if you will, risen from the dead in the eyes of God. We have a new body, a glorious body, immortal. It's powerful. It will shine like the sun. That's what he's talking about in the end. When he says peace, it means you're going to rise from the dead because I'm risen. You're going to live forever because I live forever. And you're part of me. I'll give you a new body because I have one. It'll be righteous because mine's righteous. It'll shine like the sun because mine shines like the sun. You're going to live forever. Body, soul, spirit, wholeness, the Garden of Eden, all is good again. And that's what he's proclaiming. We have it already now by faith. That's good news when we suffer so much. And loved ones die. Dorothy Holloway, a dear loved one, died. And we get a bad report from the doctor. It's hard. But oh, the resurrection is to come. Eternal peace for my body. And I'll live forever. At chapel on Wednesday, I talked to the kids a little bit. And part of the little chapel message was how I like baseball. And I drew a baseball and talked about baseball for a minute. And the kids know I like baseball. So as the kids were walking out of chapel to shake my hand, one little boy who likes to tease me, he said, Pastor, I like baseball too. And Pastor, I bet you were like Babe Ruth. And I said, yeah, I had comparisons to Babe Ruth when I played Little League. He said, yeah, you like to eat and you're big just like he was. Kind of burst my balloon, Pat. I thought he meant that I could hit the ball like Babe Ruth. He meant I was just big and like to eat hot dogs like Babe Ruth, I guess. Cute little boy. I said, go off to class now, little guy, and leave me alone. You know, some of us are big, some little, some healthy, some very, very sick, some old, some young, some dying, some babies here, new life. We're all at different stages. We're all nearing the grave. We're all nearing heaven. But when we get to heaven, we're all going to be, whether we're big or small here, whatever we are, we're all going to be like Jesus in the resurrection. Not Babe Ruth. We're going to be like Jesus and shine like the sun in glory and conquer all sickness and disease and no more pain or suffering or death. And that's all included in peace to you from Jesus' mouth. And finally, this Easter peace gives us faith. Why does he say peace to you? To engender faith in our troubled hearts, our guilt-ridden hearts, to give us faith. This is the source of faith, the word of Christ that says peace. This gives us confidence in God, faith in God. God's not mad at me. God's not angry at me. God's on my side. If God is for us, who can be against us? This is faith and confidence in the boldness of Peter and John now to testify to the world of Jesus. I can trust my God. Maybe there's nobody else out there I can trust. Nobody I can really trust. I can trust my Lord, for He lived and died and rose for me. I can trust my God to be on my side. He is my rock, my foundation. I can trust Him and have faith in Him no matter what happens to me in life. And that all comes from the little word peace. Not pain, not problems to you, but peace to you. You know, the Eskimos, I read, they have 52 words for snow. Did you know that? 52 words they have for snow. Because snow is all over the place. And someone suggested, you know, we really need 52 words for love. Because love is so important. Well, that would be fine. But one word for love is good enough for me. One name for love is good enough for me. And what is that name, First Lutheran? What is that name? The saving name of Jesus. Now that's love. That's all I need. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. What a wondrous name, Jesus. That's love. And John says it so well in the epistle. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. A better word is lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. See, behold what kind of love God's given. Well, what is this love that God's given? Look to Jesus. Look at the manger. Look at His life. Look at His miracles, His teachings. Look at the cross, and look at the cross, and look at the resurrection, and behold the love of God. We don't need 52 words. We just hold on to the name of Jesus, the name of wondrous love. So, peace to you, First Lutheran, family and friends, children. This peace means there was a fight that's been won. Don't forget it. This peace is a fact, whether you think so or not. This peace is forever in glory. And may this peace give us faith. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let's stand and confess our faith today.